And it reminds me of the Thomas Delaney line about facing Ireland. It's like trying to open a can of beans with your bare hands. They're a nightmare to play against.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite, giving you a flavour of Ireland's sports breakfast show.
We are turning our attention to rugby, and delighted to say Stuart Barnes joins us this morning. Stuart, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
I'm very interested in your perspective on the Rico Ioane signing for Leinster. Irish rugby has been in something of, not quite outright civil war, but certainly people are astounded that Leinster are being allowed by the IRFU to add power and strength on top of power and strength while the other three provinces are struggling somewhat. And I'm very interested in your perspective about the success of Leinster and their ability to attract marquee signings like this. What did you make of it?
I think short term, it's brilliant signing for Leinster. And short term, I think it's a very good signing for Irish rugby in the same way that, you know, I think Geordie Barrett has done wonderful things for Sam Prendergast. Ioane is slightly different, but a world-class player, and Andy side would want him. But I say short-term, it's very beneficial. I think in the long-term, Ireland cannot sort of work on just Leinster being the template for the Irish squad. Leinster will go through a difficult dip, and if that happens, and Connacht and Ulster and even Munster have dipped much further than they are now, then Irish rugby has a long-term issue. I think you should not have a dependence. It's interesting because in English rugby, I think we've almost got too many clubs when we look at the URC template. In Ireland, you've got too few. And somewhere along the line, I think if I was Irish, I'd be looking for a little bit more flexibility and a little bit more versatility in terms of where my players are coming from.
Yeah, I think there's long been an idea around London Irish potentially being an official fifth province. The IRFU haven't ever publicly said that this is something that they would allow their players to go and play, be Irish qualified and continue to pick them. But certainly when you limit yourself to four provinces, if three of them aren't performing well, then all of a sudden you've got a bit of an issue.
Yeah, undoubtedly. But it's very difficult, isn't it? I mean, I get a sense of frustration from contacts in Munster. I get a sense of almost depression, deflation from Connacht and Ulster. Everything seems to be geared towards Leinster because Leinster is geared towards Ireland. Leinster is geared towards success in the Champions Cup. You know, if Leinster win it, it's a very successful year for Ireland, in theory. But in fact, you know, the Six Nations wasn't as good, perhaps, as it could have been. So Ireland just has, I think, stop and think about where it is and what it's trying to do long-term and short-term. I just think the middle-term balance isn't quite right.
It's funny you talk about the Munster contacts in the Examiner today. Donal Lennon says, I find it a bit nauseating that Munster Rugby is now recognised more for its brilliant support than its deeds on the pitch. It used to be the case that Munster's identity revolved around the ferocity of its forward play and the ability of the halfbacks to control games and squeeze the life out of the opposition. And then he talks about presenting the jersey to the Irish schools team. They were having a game down in Cork, and it turned out there was one Munster, maybe two if you're including somebody who goes to school in Roscrea, which technically is part of the Leinster Schools Cup, representative in that under 20 squad. So some of this feels like there's antipathy towards Leinster for doing the right thing, while at the same time, maybe we all need to hold a mirror to ourselves and wonder, what are we doing to fix the situation?
Yeah, I think there's a degree of that, but Leinster has a situation, I think financially, it's probably in a better position than anyone else. And I understand what Donal's saying. You know, in my many years commentating for Sky Sports, I love going to Munster, but I like going to Munster to see how they work their way out to win games when sometimes you looked at their team and thought they shouldn't win this one. And the crowd support came from it. And Munster will not sustain itself by being a province that has great support. So Lenihan's right there. But, you know, Irish rugby, as I say, the money and the system is very good in Leinster, but you cannot depend on one team. That's not the way to succeed long term.
Take a detour from the ordinary.
Owen, it's finally here. Your 10-part documentary, Diverted.
Took a long time.
It's time to get diverted.
This has taken too long, but finally glad that it's here.
Join Owen Sheehan as he brings you the conversations you didn't know you needed to hear.
It's like the content version of your eyes being bigger than your belly, or whenever it comes to food.
From the unexpected to the unforgettable, Diverted explores it all.
For some reason, I've decided to hitchhike through Argentina.
Irlanda.
Holanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda. See.
Available for free on all Off the Ball channels. Divert it on Off the Ball.
All right, bang on 9 o'clock. Delighted to say Dion Fanning is with us this morning to reflect on the news that one of the most important jobs in Irish sport is available. Dion, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, Ger. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. I don't know if you heard earlier on, but Vinny's actually pretty positive about the role and the available candidates. I think that's fair to say. I'm not putting words in your mouth there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the glass is half full. There's been a lot of heavy lifting over the last couple of years. It feels like we're getting closer to some funding for the academy. So it's about polishing up the plan and getting it over the line. Not easy, though.
No. I guess the main thing here is where you have to trust the FAI to pick the right person.
I'm interested in who, like, there are a couple of people, I think. I'm interested in who Vinny would suggest, because, you know, I didn't hear it earlier, but I like Shane Robinson, obviously, who's there, is an outstanding person, I think, an outstanding candidate. I don't know who else. I wouldn't, like, there is a plan there, and this is the thing with Irish football, that there are plenty of plans, and there are good plans and there are bad plans. The reality on the ground then sometimes can be so different to what, you know, a plan looks like. And even if you look at the calendar year plan as it is, you know, and that thing, like, there are many aspects of it which are hugely positive, like absolutely, you know, in terms of, you know, the idea that you will get kids playing football more often because they're not going to be playing in winter. There are elements of the plan, and I'm involved in a local club, and, you know, and the more I've become involved, the more I've regretted becoming involved, like anyone who volunteers or anything. But the more you become involved, the more you see the difficulties. You know, you see, stuff that you would have thought, well, that's not a problem. You just see the difficulties because everyone in Irish football is existing hand to mouth. So now the academies will change that. But again, I sometimes question if you want to be funding all the academies that the plan suggests, is that the best way of spending whatever money you get from the government, or would you be better off channeling that funding into a smaller group of academies? Then you come up against the conflict. You're always going to come up against conflict when you deal with Irish football too, but then you come up against the conflict of whether it's centralised or League of Ireland. And, you know, we saw what happened when Canham had that little idea for some centralised contact. And you will find, I find the thing you notice with Irish football is everyone is in favour of the plan once it chimes with their own best interests. It's harder to get people to go with a plan, whatever it is. You know, going back to when DDSL clubs especially, but all clubs had to become feeder clubs for League of Ireland clubs and do that kind of thing. Like, that was, you know, there was a huge amount of resistance to that from clubs who, with some reason, felt they had the expertise and the know-how in terms of developing players. Everything's moved on, of course, because of Brexit and things like that. But I think this is one of the things that I find, as when you come back to the plans, you know, we need to get, and this is where I have a little bit of sympathy for Mark Canham, because the reality, like, we talk about it and the media talk about it and we criticise somebody, and then the reality is you're looking at a situation where, like, the only success story in Irish football in recent years is the League of Ireland, and that's a kind of organic success story. Like, it's, you know, I'm not saying there aren't lots of people who've put lots of work in, but the success, nobody can say, here's a 5-year plan that we thought in 2020 we'd be looking at a league as successful as it is today. Now, again, that's not to diminish the work done by various clubs, and you know, there are certain clubs that are brilliantly run, and but some of it is just has been organic, and it's been about personalities coming in, like Damien Duff coming in, various people who've just captured the imagination. So the plans themselves, like, you know, I love the idea of a calendar year plan, for example. But then, as I said, if I want to go into the details, and it's boring for people who aren't involved, you look at the difficulties. You look at the difficulties there are today with getting referees to do matches. You know, just for one example of you know, at underage level, to get referees to do matches, if you bring that into a summer, and again, you bring that into a summer calendar, it just doesn't take much for there to be, you know, it doesn't take much for that pool to be diminished to a degree where the idea of flipping it so that players are playing more games becomes, well, the pitches are great, but we don't have anyone to referee them. So there's a whole lot of stuff before you implement a plan. So, like, I think there's some great people involved in Irish football at League of Ireland within the FAI. You had Will Clark on a few weeks ago and Off the Ball as well. And, like, you know, he's a brilliant. Again, there are people there, if they were given the run of it, they might actually do something.
To listen to this morning's Off the Ball breakfast in full, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.